Right, let's turn our attention to what's happening in the Premier League and the side bottom of the table, Aston Villa, really in bad form at the moment, not looking good at all. On Tuesday night, losing 3-1 to Everton, and with the mere idea of Manchester City away on Saturday, followed then by the next Premier League fixture being that against Tottenham Hotspur. Let's find out, though, how Villa fans are feeling. We're joined by somebody who on Twitter calls himself a realistic Villa season ticket holder of 22 years, writer for A Villa Fan and a blogger for the Birmingham Mail as well. Dan Bardell, welcome to the show, fella.
You okay?
Now, what about Villa, right? You guys, bottom of the league, how are the fans feeling at the moment? I think it's a fairly obvious question, but how is everyone feeling?
I think pretty much everyone's feeling the same as they have done for months. I personally have felt like we were down since about November when we couldn't string any wins together. I mean, you're looking at the moment, well, even you've been looking for the last few months, that if we're to get out of the relegation places, we need to win 2-3 games in a row, and you need all the teams around you to drop points at the same time, and it just realistically isn't going to happen. So I think the feeling of resignation has been apparent for months now for Villa fans.
Now, I know that in this part of the world, people don't keep as big an eye on Villa as they will in the Midlands, but just for those who aren't fully up to date with the story, just give me kind of a round, quick summarisation of how we've got to this point.
Basically, where you've had an owner who's pumped in a lot of money for 4 or 5 years, you've got a manager in Martin O'Neill at the time who was allowed a lot of control, and when a few things started happening that he didn't like, Martin O'Neill walked away. And then Randy Lerner, kind of as Martin O'Neill went, seemed to lose interest at the same time. And from then on, there's just been a series of bad decisions at boardroom level, on the pitch, in purchasing players, letting your big players go and not replacing them. And we've literally just been going through this cycle now for 5-6 years. And if you circle the drain long enough, then you will one day go down. And unfortunately, that's what's happened to us this season.
What would you say has been like one thing? I mean, you pointed out Martin O'Neill there. What would you say if there's one thing about this season that maybe could have changed how Villa's time has gone over the last few months? Is there like one point for this season as well that's obvious to you?
Just obviously the last three seasons we've had a very, very good striker in Christian Benteke, and in this season we don't have him anymore. I mean, it's a bit much to say single-handedly kept us up. But without him the last 3 years, I think we definitely would have gone down each and every one of those years. So to not have him, and to not have Fabian Delph, Tom Cleverley and Ron Vlaar, who were a big part of the squad last season, they've not been adequately replaced, and that's cost us.
Yeah, when you look at the fact that you've had Benteke, and then not to single out the likes of Rudiger Stead, but you see somebody brought in from the Championship, but you've just lost a player who, all right, it's not working at Liverpool, but in another dimension, with Brendan Rodgers not buying him for the Reds, he may have gone elsewhere. So he's seen as a big quality striker. So to replace him with the likes of a Rudiger Stead, was that done because the scouting said that Rudiger Stead was going to be amazing, or do you suspect that actually came through from the point of view of we've got budgets, we're sticking to him, and Rudiger Stead fits in that mould?
I think Tim Sherwood quite fancied Rudiger Stead. I think he had some links with Blackburn. Tim Sherwood, obviously, as he used to be captain there, and he fancied Stead as a player who would come in and offer a plan B perspective for us, because I think the plan A was always Emmanuel Adebayor in the summer, but then when, for whatever reason, probably money, that he didn't come, the plan B has become the plan A. And simply, he hasn't been good enough to be a plan A. I know he scored the other night, and if you put in a pinpoint cross, 9 times out of 10, he will score, but his all-round game isn't good enough for it to be a main Premier League striker. And at the other end of the pitch as well, we've got problems in goal. So that's in goal and up front, where we're not adequately equipped, and we've been found out.
What about then next season? Looking at all indicators, it does sound like Championship football next year. So you mentioned about Rudiger Stead, Championship history for him there. There's Jed Steer, goalie, who's on loan at Huddersfield in the Championship, doing incredibly well. I can tell you, as a Town fan, he's a brilliant keeper. So you've got at least two positives there. Do you see anything else kind of as a positive? Obviously, going down is never a good thing, but do you see Villa maybe set up well for next season, or do you actually think Remy Gard might go, half the squad might go, and it's a complete rebuild, and who knows what's going to happen?
I think Remy Gard, I cannot see any way in which he will stay next season. I think the January transfer window really affected him. I think he believed that he was going to be able to get in a couple of his own players and really have a go at staying up, and it hasn't happened. And you can see the resignation written all over his face. He looks absolutely beaten by the job. And on the player front, to be honest, I can't see that, other than maybe one or two, that anyone's going to want any of our players, because they simply haven't proven themselves this season, and they're probably on pretty cushy contracts that they're not going to get elsewhere. So I see that the players we've got at the moment that are struggling in the Premier League will be the same players that will probably struggle in the Championship for us next season as it stands. As I say, bar a couple of players, probably Jack Grealish, one of the top teams will fancy him because he's got a lot of potential. But other than that, I think we're probably going to be stuck with the players that we've got now.
Slightly loaded question this one, Dan, considering I'm sat opposite Elland Road, the home of Leeds United. Big teams who at times people have thought would be too big to be relegated then have gone down. Are there any teams that Villa fans look at and say, well, we wouldn't want to be the next whoever? Or are there also teams that people say, well, all right, we wouldn't mind being a Southampton because they dropped, granted, to League One, and are now back, look where they are. Manchester City, if you go back a bit further, they were down in League One recently, is what, 15, 16 or so years ago. So what kind of way are Villa fans looking, and what kind of clubs are they looking at to either emulate or not?
Well, I think Leeds are a team that are mentioned around Villa Park quite often because obviously they've had a bad time, and since they came down, they've not managed to come back up, and obviously they've spent some time in League One as well. And I think really there that it's the fear that Villa are going to go the same way as Leeds. I don't think at the moment anyone's thinking, unless we suddenly get taken over, that we will go like the way of Southampton and come up and be an established Premier League side again. I think under the current regime as it is, we're much more likely to become a Leeds United than we are a Southampton, and I think a lot of Villa fans are very worried. I mean, obviously our owner's not going to sell for anything less than 150 million at the moment, but in the Championship, when we're a Championship side, he's not going to get 150 million for us. So I worry that he's going to stay with no interest really whatsoever, and we're going to be stuck in the Championship and maybe League One for the foreseeable.
Leeds fans see that this season the TV company Sky have chosen their games to broadcast a lot. They've included a lot of fixtures that have been moved fairly short notice. Good example was last Monday. The game that was supposed to be on Saturday away at Brighton, so a nice weekend away for people, ends up being Monday night. We know what happened with the score. If Villa come down, do you think that Villa would then be seen as one of this division's big teams, or are you that worried that actually Villa wouldn't be seen as that big? Villa would actually come down, almost become just a part of the furniture, just in one relegation.
What worries me personally is that we will go down, and we haven't got the best home record as it is. We struggle to play in front of our own fans, and we have done for a number of years. And I worry that when we're playing the teams in the Championship, going to a ground like Villa Park, it's going to be a cup final for teams, and they're obviously going to raise their game. And with us struggling at home as it is, I think we could end up struggling at home again just simply because other teams are coming there, and it will be like a cup final to them. I think our biggest hope is that, well, personally how I feel is that we need someone like Newcastle to come down with us to take the heat off us a bit, because that's another big team with a big fan base down in the Championship that might take some of the heat away from how badly Villa's been run.
Something else which I wonder if Villa fans have really looked at is the fact that next season there's potential to be playing in the same division as Birmingham City. That's obviously happened before, but in the Premier League. Walsall doing quite nicely in League One as well. Possibility that you might be in the same division as them. And that's something that Villa fans haven't really had to contemplate for a very long time.
No, there's Burton as well, who are doing very well in League One. So it could be really a Midlands league next year. I mean, I've got a horrible feeling that Birmingham might actually end up getting promoted, because they've been quite badly run as well, but they've managed to get in a manager who understands the situation and is managing to get the best out of a bad situation. Gary Rowett's a very, very good manager, and it wouldn't surprise me to see Birmingham go up.
Finally, Saturday, Man City. How do you see that one going, Dan?
There's only one way you can really look at it. I mean, we got thumped 6 by Liverpool, who I don't think even played particularly great that day. It depends which Man City turn up, but to be honest, teams playing in first, second gear at the moment are beating us quite comfortably, so I can only see a heavy defeat. It's horrible to be that negative, but at the moment, you can see the players have got no faith. I don't think the manager's got a lot of faith, and to be honest, the fans don't have any faith, so I can only see it going one way, unfortunately.
Well, Dan Bardell, Aston Villa fan, blogger, season ticket holder, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire, and really hope you can find some positives in the coming weeks for Villa fans.
Thanks, no problem.